Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win 825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, John visited his niece Skeeter and nephew Danny, who were affected by the floods in Kokwani. Danny was very positive about rehabilitating, but Skeeter was very depressed, which showed in her commanding tone to her daughter Maria. She told John that she may have contracted COVID, but didn't check as she didn't trust the confidentiality of the medical personnel there. Maurice met Denzel at the gym and made disparaging remarks about women, even admitting to cheating on Zena. Right now, Coretta is calling June.
Hi, good morning, Nurse June. Sorry for calling you so early.
Good morning, Coretta. It's okay. What's going on?
I need your help urgently.
Okay.
Right now, me and John visiting with relatives in Kokwani. The flood licked them up bad.
I'm so sorry to hear, Coretta. How are they making out?
Well, as expected, they could do much better. My cousin Nadira look like she's just going through the motion. Like she ain't got motivation to do nothing.
I'm glad you and John are there with them. When people experience such disasters, they need support. Did they lose everything in the flood?
House destroyed and most the belongings gone.
Wow.
It telling upon them, Nurse June. If this was me, I swear I would have run off.
They need a support system. Have they been using the services available, like counseling and...
Well, that's why I call you.
Okay.
I don't know if you know anybody working up here. These people frightened the business would be out on the street.
Oh, so confidentiality is an issue.
That's what it's looking like.
Oh, boy.
I know you know people all over Nurse June. That's why I'm reaching out to you. The residents really need help.
All right. Let me think. Oh.
Well.
Nurse Lo is up there now.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you see why I call you? I know you would know somebody up here.
All right. Let me call her and see what's going on. I will call you back in a bit.
All right. Thank you so much, Nurse June. I really appreciate it.
No problem, dear. We'll speak soon.
Morning, my love.
Morning, Maurice.
Looks so beautiful this morning.
Thanks.
What's for breakfast?
Toast, bacon, eggs, and fruits. I already poured a cup of coffee for you.
Thanks. So you know you take such good care of me. Come, sit down. Eat with me. I'll take 6 slices of toast with my bacon and eggs and some fruit.
Maurice, can't you at least fix your plate sometime?
Fix my plate when I have you here? Zina, just fix my plate. What's wrong with you? It's too early for you to have your face looking like that.
Well, I didn't get much sleep last night.
So making love is a problem now?
I didn't say that. But you always have to have it your way.
I always have to have it my way? Zina, what really is the problem?
Nothing, man.
No, talk to me.
I asked you for some space, and yet you're here every night.
I thought we agreed to me moving back in.
But I still asked for some space.
Look, Zina, I am not into playing games with you, okay? Space when we are getting remarried? What do you need space for? You got another man you want bringing here at night?
No, Maurice.
Then what is the bloody problem?
Can't you see how controlling you are? It's like nothing has changed with you. And I don't want us to go down the same road again.
You are so ungrateful.
How am I ungrateful?
I spend my time loving and protecting you. I do everything for you and still, it's never enough.
I want you to listen to me and respect my wishes.
I respect you. Your problem is that you want to go rogue. You don't want me here because of whoever man you are seeing. Let me tell you something, Zina. If I find out you are cheating on me, it will be hell to pay. You had your little fun when we were separated. But you are my wife, and I will not stand any nonsense with you.
Okay. You've made your point. Excuse me. I'm going to the gym.
Zina! Get back here!
The Voice of Guyana has
Nurse
programming
Lowe,
for...
I'm so glad you're in Kokwani putting in the work.
Nurse June, I have been working with my colleagues, but I can tell you, it has not been easy. The flood has left so much devastation. Some of my colleagues are exhausted.
Well, that is why it needs to be tackled as a community. When disasters like that Kokwani flood happen, the people need to come together.
Exactly. Sometimes when I talk with persons who lost everything, I can see hopelessness in their eyes. I must constantly remind them that they did nothing wrong, that they are still worthy members of society, and that it will get better.
I am so happy you are putting in the work, Nurse Lowe. But is there an issue there with confidentiality?
Well, I know for sure that some people are reluctant to access the services.
That's what I was told.
As professionals, we should not give them any reason to doubt us. But, unfortunately, sometimes people lose trust.
And that's not good.
I have been talking to my colleagues on how we ought to be conducting ourselves. The people in the flood not only lost homes and their possessions, but they are dealing with many mental health issues.
As expected.
And they should have trusted professionals they can talk to.
Exactly.
I've spoken to some of the residents because they say that they trust me. Whatever they tell me will remain confidential.
That's good, Anita.
The stress is so much, June. Some people have withdrawn while others are lashing out.
This doesn't sound good.
Some people are not motivated to continue working. Some are not taking care of themselves, not paying attention to their diet, overeating.
These are serious issues.
Some explain to me that they don't know when last they had a good night's rest since the flood. It's a lot.
I understand. And I am so happy that you are there working with them.
I am doing my best.
I wish I could come up there and help. But I have so much going on here in Murundoy.
We need all the help we can get.
I will see if I can manage to get away from Murundoy. Even if for a few days to come and lend a hand.
That will be so welcomed, June. We need professional healthcare workers like yourself to positively influence our colleagues and motivate the people. Do some counseling and assist with the regular tests and medical care.
All right. I will see if I can come. In the meantime, call Coretta and see if you can set up a meeting with her and John's relatives. They're reluctant to seek help.
I'll contact her immediately.
I appreciate it, Anita. We need all hands on deck to help those who lost so much in the flood. Plus, grappling with the pandemic, it's taking a toll on their mental health.
Hey, welcome to the show. My guests today are here to reveal a sex secret.
Maurice, what are you doing home now?
Don't worry, Zeno. I'm not spying on you. I knew that you didn't go into the office today, so I thought I'd work from home for the rest of the day. We can spend some quality time together. And I didn't like how we left things this morning.
Well,
how was your workout?
It was okay.
You know what to tell you. I met a nice young man at the gym the other day, from Murundoy.
Okay.
He said his name is Denzel. Intelligent young man. I was impressed.
Right.
Hope I run into him again. I really liked his energy. One like him, I could take on them wings and mold him to become a giant in our society. Young men like him need positive role models.
I'm glad you consider yourself a positive role model.
Why are you seeing it like that?
Nothing.
No, speak. You know I hate when you do that.
What are you going to tell this young man? How to control women?
You're back at this again. I actually came home to apologize because I thought maybe I was a little wrong this morning. But I should have gone with my gut feelings that I'm never wrong. This is why I need to keep you on a short leash.
Maurice, I am not your child.
Don't raise your voice at me.
What are you going to do? Hit me?
Why do you push me, Zena? It's like nothing can make you happy.
What would make me happy is if you give me some space. I am not sure this is what I want.
Well, well.
I mean, I do love you, but love is not supposed to make me feel this way.
And how do you feel? You have everything you need in this life. A career after I made sure you were educated. You have our children, a house, a car, and a man that loves you to death. What else do you want?
I don't think you know the meaning of love, Maurice.
You just keep dropping him today, huh? Why don't be honest with me and confess that you got another man?
It's not another man, it's you!
Zena!
I am not happy with the way things are.
So what do you want me to do? Leave?
It's what I've been saying. Let's take some time and space and figure if this is what we really want to do.
No. I know what I want. I know that I want you. And I know that I will have you. I am not going anywhere.
Coretta, I really appreciate that you reached out to June to get help for you and John's relatives. We will work together to help them.
Thanks, Nurse Lou. Knowing somebody could want to help the residents with health issues, especially mental challenges.
Lots of work to be done, but I am committed.
Thank you.
So, your cousin will be willing to talk with me?
Well, since it's somebody I know, she's going to be more comfortable.
Good. And John's relatives?
Same thing for him.
All right, excellent. And you said John's niece has a child?
Yes, Maria.
How has she been coping?
Nurse Lou, it didn't sound like the mother and child doing too well. But you're going to find out more when you talk to them.
Unfortunately, we don't always listen to children. Some adults believe because they are children, they don't have feelings.
Yes.
If adults have been so devastated by the floods and COVID, can you imagine what children are going through?
True.
Children need to be a part of whatever we are planning, and we need to listen to them.
I agree with you, Nurse Lou.
All right, Coretta. We will get to it. Whatever it takes to help, we will get it done as a community.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.